Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Alvarado Gill, Archuleta, Ashby, Atkins, Becker, Blakespear, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hurtado, Jones, Laird, Limon, McGuire, Menjivar, Min, Newman, Wen, Nilo, Ochoa Bog, Padilla, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Sillarto, Skinner, Smallwood Cuevas, Stern, Umberg, Wahab, Wiener, Wilk.
Quorum is present. Will the members and guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman. Afterwards, please remain standing for the pledge led by Senator Smallwood Cuevas.
Let us pray these good wishes for each other today. May you meet mercy each day in the light of your own heart, at the hands of your loved ones, in the eyes of the stranger and the needy. And if by chance you do not at first meet mercy, then search your heart for it. Listen patiently for word of it, and it will tap you on the shoulder, a quiet surprise, a small gesture, the tender look given and received in the encounters of your day. Amen.
Colleagues, this morning, as the Supreme Court has dismantled one of the most important tools of the civil rights movement, and as we receive the reparations report from our task force, let us pledge allegiance to this flag that covers and drapes us all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, without objection, we'll move to items on the daily file, beginning with item 148, AB 129. Senator Skinner is ready. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 129 by the Assembly Committee on Budget, an act relating to housing and making an appropriation thereof to take effect immediately, bill related to the budget.
Senator Skinner.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, this is our, final trailer bill, AB 129, on housing and homelessness. And it clarifies nuances in the Middle Class Housing Act of 2022 and the Affordable Housing and High Roads Job Act of 2022. It establishes a narrow exemption to the Surplus Lands Act for a longstanding university campus development in Chula Vista. And of particular note, it addresses HAP, our Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Program, providing the framework for an additional $1 billion for a fifth round of HAP in 23-24, sets a clear expectation that there will be a sixth round of funding in 24-25, speeds up the deployment of previously allocated HAP money, provides for flexible use of the funding, but requires regions to dedicate adequate use of that funding to permanent housing solutions rather than just interim shelters. And it establishes new and stronger accountability mechanisms to promote more effective use of the funding, including regional and programmatic coordination requirements, incentives for swifter housing production readiness, and performance evaluation systems that emphasize completion of agreed-upon tasks in addition to outcome metrics. And members, I ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Senator Nilo.
Thank you, Mr. President. So 5 or 6 years ago, Governor Newsom decided that he was going to take on our homelessness challenge, and recently he said he owns it, and certainly he does. And so after 5 or 6 years of 30-some separate programs, only one of which provides truly flexible spending to local governments, and $20 billion worth of spending, our homelessness numbers have increased. The situation has deteriorated, I believe, largely because of a top-down approach. The counties have always traditionally been the social services provider in California. And they've been provided funding in one of these programs, one of which is part of this bill this morning, $1 billion of flexible local funding. That is a good thing. There was a mention of an intent for the following year, but there has not been any commitment for multi-year funding all along. In fact, the governor has specifically said that he's not interested in committing funding beyond 1 year. This challenge we have is so very significant that there's no way it can be solved 12 months at a time. That just seems dysfunctional. Now, there is a role for the state. There are roles for the city, and those should be delineated, probably in statute, with accountability. We do not have that. The State Association of Counties has come up with a program that you can find on their website at counties.org/home-plan. And it's a comprehensive proposal that does require multi-year funding. They basically ask for a commitment of 3 years with a three-year plan. But there's an interesting component of this plan that I have articulated, but I have yet to hear anybody else say this in the context of solving homelessness. And that is, how do we get people who are languishing on the streets for whatever reason to self-sufficiency? Self-sufficiency. We talk about permanent supportive housing. That's not self-sufficiency. That should be the goal of every public assistance plan that we have. People fall on hard times for whatever reasons, and the role of the state is to support and to get them back to self-sufficiency. I commend you to review that plan, which is a very holistic approach, I said, with all levels of government. But we need more than just 1 year funding at a time, and we need to get away from a top-down approach and assign the appropriate responsibilities to all levels of government, not just top-down and not just 1 year. I am going to lay off this bill because there are the flexible funding is there, which I like, but the rest of it is really continuing what we've been doing, which is not solving the problem.
Senator Blakespear.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today in support of AB 129, but I also rise today to say that we need to do better. AB 129 is an important step in the right direction when it comes to addressing California's homelessness epidemic, which is the number one most pressing problem for our residents statewide. I appreciate the important negotiations between legislative leadership and the governor's office to reach the terms that are memorialized in this trailer bill. The two most important highlights of AB 129 are, first, continuing the $1 billion in funding for HAP Round 5, and also the new requirement of regional or countywide MOUs that lay out locally defined goals and clearly assign the key actions of each party to the MOU in addressing homelessness. While these two steps are critically important, there is much that remains to be done to actually and meaningfully reduce homelessness in this state. While AB 129 sets up accountability among entities that apply for HAP funding, it leaves out any state accountability. It also leaves out accountability for any city that chooses not to participate in the MOU. Critically absent is a homeless reduction goal set at the state level in statute that applies to the whole state. While there are 14 large cities in the state who will apply for HAP funding and will now be required to create a goal and work with their counties to develop regional plans, there are more than 400 other cities in this state whose participation in these plans remains optional. This is a glaring problem. Should it be optional for cities to address the humanitarian disaster unfolding on our streets in nearly every community? We need a state-level statutory framework. There is a commitment that occurs just by us writing it down. We have strong state-level statutory frameworks in place for other areas that we can look to as examples. Two areas with full statutory frameworks, clearly established roles, and ongoing funding are our disaster response system and our child welfare system. It is clear what role the federal, state, county, and city fill. In the area of climate action planning, we have very detailed goals, from overall emission reduction goals to sector-specific goals. But in the area of homelessness, we do not have this. In the area of homelessness, we do have published reports, audits, and high-level action plans. At a press conference, Governor Newsom announced a goal to reduce homelessness by 15% by 2024. Maybe that's the right number for 1 year. But whatever the goal is, shouldn't we put it into a statute? As the state's legislature, we can and should lead by having state-level goals set by us that require participation from every community. We need goals, capacity, and funding that are all tied together. As a start, CalICH, which is the interagency council that oversees HAP, could be directed to set minimum goals for all HAP applicants, aligned with appropriate funding, instead of letting each applicant set their own goals. We also need ongoing funding to solve this humanitarian crisis. It is unacceptable to have only intent language. Intent language is simply not adequate. It is not possible for a city, county, or nonprofit to enter into a multi-year lease for a building, to open a shelter, or to hire staff when funding is only assured for 1 year. The planning process for just 1 year is nearly the same amount of work as planning for 3 years. We should have a planning requirement and funding assurance that looks out at least 3 years. I support AB 129 today, and I'm grateful for what has happened this year. But stated simply, we need to do more. I challenge all of us to make this a priority next year. Thank you.
Any other discussion or debate? Seeing none, Senator Skinner, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate comments of our colleagues, but I would like to note that, and this perhaps ages me, and some of you may have never heard of the comic strip in the newspapers, Pogo. But we have met the enemy, and it is us. And when I say us, it's a collective us. It is the entire state of California, where we have, for over 40 years, not built the adequate amount of housing, and the legislature and past governors were seemingly, and again, I was in the legislature in the past, as was my colleague from Fair Oaks and others, did not make this crisis a priority. And yet, California has had the highest number of unhoused people of any state for more than a decade. This is not new. Yes, it is growing. And where is it growing? What is the demographic for which it is most growing? People 55 and older. So when we talk about that our plans may not, you don't lead to self-sufficiency, and that that's a critical flaw, I think every one of us has someone that we know, or perhaps even in our family, that we know is never going to be, quote, unquote, self-sufficient, whether it is due to physical disabilities, mental disabilities, or other issues, they will never. And if they do not have adequate, for example, if they fall in that population of 55 and over and do not have adequate retirement income, which is the vast majority of Californians and Americans for that matter, then they have that risk of falling homeless, which is what we are seeing right now. And so I applaud the governor and the legislature for taking this on. Yes, We could and should and must do more, but at least we have begun to make it a priority, and I hope and look forward to the legislature continuing to make it a priority. And with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado-Gill. Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Aye. Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones. Laird.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wen. Nilo. Ochoa Bog. Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sillarto. Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Alvarado Gill. Daly. Grove. Jones. Wen. Nilo. Ochoa Bog. Sillarto. Wilk.
Aye.
Ayes are 32. Noes are 0. The measure passes. Members, we're going to now move to the consent calendar. Items 155 to 199. Would anyone like to remove items from the consent calendar? Remove items from the consent calendar. Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please remove file item number 190, AB 1355, from the consent calendar at the request of the author.
Noted. Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much. Mr. President, at the request of the author, I would like to remove file item 192, AB 1474, from the consent calendar. Thank you.
Great. Clerk will note. Senator Smallwood Cuevas.
The author, let's remove AB 368 for further amendments.
So noted. Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the request of the author, please remove item 197, Assembly Bill 1704, from the consent calendar for the purpose of amendments.
So noted. Senator Ochoa Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. President, at the request of the author's office, I'd like to move file item 108, AB 56, to the inactive file, please.
So noted. Senator Allen.
Thank you so much. At the request of the author, please move file item number 182, AB 1017, from consent to the inactive file. It's from Assemblymember Friedman.
So, Senator Cierto.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to remove SCR 28 from the inactive file.
Excellent. Clerk will note all of those. Anyone else? All right. Secretary, please call the roll on file item 155. Oh. All right, senators, we will pause for one moment just to reconcile all of that. We'd like to recognize Senator Roth.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the request of the author, for a reason, I would like to move AB 628, file item number 175, to the inactive file.
Excellent. Will be noted. We can do a pause for a moment while we... Okay. Secretary, please call the roll on file. Please read all the items on the consent calendar.
Assembly Bill 968, 1139, 1166, 1280, 1312, Senate Concurrent Resolution 72, Assembly Bill 72, 307, 317, 358, 446, 466, 479, 489, 507, 511, 559, 562, 611, 705, 724, 925, 946, 952, 956, 1046, 1071, 1080, 1226, 1241, 1326, 1342, 1389, 1541, 1555, 1557, 1696, 1740, 1761.
Please call the roll on file item 155.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill. Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Aye. Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Laird.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar. Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wen.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa Borg.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Alvarado Gill. Menjivar.
Aye.
Ayes are 39-0 on file item 155. The ayes are 39-0 on the consent calendar. The consent calendar is adopted. We'll now go to governor appointments. Senator Grove, we'll start with file item 33. Go ahead when ready.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, today we have Nancy Ward as Director of California Governor's Offices of Emergency Services. When Mark Ghilarducci retired, I think all of us had a heart attack. I mean, literally. He was one of the heroes of government appointments or governor's appointments that responded to every single phone call from all of us, regardless of time of day or time of night. He came with real solutions to address our wildfire situations, flooding situations, anything that was facing us as an emergency service in our district. And when he announced his retirement, I really do, I know most of you all thought the same thing I did. My heart just fell. And then I met Nancy Ward. Nancy Ward has been Mark's number two for quite a while. She has, when you talk to her, she has the same solutions and even different solutions that might work better for us in an emergency situation. She was approved at the Rules Committee on a bipartisan vote on June 21st. And it would be my honor for all of you to vote for Nancy Ward for the next director of Office of Emergency Services for the state of California. And I promise you, colleagues, she will do an outstanding job.
Any discussion or debate? Senator Dodd.
Yes, Mr. President, members. I'd like to lend my voice to this appointment. I've had the opportunity to work with Nancy Ward on numerous occasions already, and really believe and associate my comments with the senator from Bakersfield. Respectfully ask for your vote.
Any other discussion or debate? Senator Laird.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to join my colleagues. When we considered this appointment in rules, it was really evident that she was appointed on January 1st, and the first of the atmospheric rivers was hitting. And little did she know that her very first days would be around the clock dealing with people around the state. And if there was any proof that she's up to the job, it was what she did in those days. And I'm going to very happily vote aye on this motion.
Thank you. Seeing other mics, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill. Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Aye. Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford. Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Laird.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wen.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa-Bog.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas. Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Ayes are 37, noes are 0. That appointment is confirmed. Now we'll go to file item 34. Oh. File item 34, Senator Grove.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, file item number 34 is the confirmation of Jeff Long for appointment to the Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training. Mr. Long previously served in the Senate as the policy director for our Senate Pro Tem's office and served for 30 years in the Assembly, including nearly 20 years as a chief consultant for Assembly Appropriations. I can't tell you how actually wonderful it was to have somebody understand policy and how it goes through the building. When you ask someone on a board that kind of is the top overhead and over things, you know, what can we do to help you to recruit people? What can we do to help you? Is there something we as legislators can do to make your job easier? And some of the board members look at us and I think they're afraid to tell us what they want, but Mr. Long was like, we need this, we need this, we need this. And so he gets policy, and he had good mentorship from our Senate Pro Tem's office, and also in the Assembly Appropriations. We'd respectfully ask for an aye vote. He was confirmed on the Rules Committee, a unanimous vote on June 21st, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill. Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Laird.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wen.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa-Bog.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye. Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Alvarado Gill. Bradford. Smallwood Cuevas.
Ayes are 37, noes are 0. That appointment is confirmed. Let's go to file item 35.
And colleagues. File item 35 is the confirmation of Sergeant James O'Rourke for appointment to the Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training. Sergeant O'Rourke was first appointed to the commission in 2017. He has served the California State Highway Patrol with dignity and respect, just an incredible individual. And he served the Highway Patrol for 25 years, and he's been on the CHP Capital Detail Protection Service since 2000. He was approved by the Rules Committee on June 21st. Respectfully ask for an aye vote. Stop it.
See no mics. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Alvarado Gill? Archuleta?
Aye.
Ashby?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Becker?
Aye.
Aye. Blakespear?
Aye.
Bradford? Caballero?
Aye.
Cortese?
Aye.
Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
Durazo?
Aye.
Eggman?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Limon?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Menjivar?
Aye.
Min?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Wynn?
Aye.
Nilo?
Aye.
Ochoa Borg?
Aye.
Padilla? Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Sillarto?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas? Stern?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wahab?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Alvarado Gill? Bradford? Padilla?
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas?
Ayes are 37, noes are 0. That appointment is confirmed. Senator Grove, file item 36.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, file item number 36 is the confirmation of the following appointments: Robert Carr and Joanne Hayes White to the Board of Pilot Commissioners for the Bays of San Francisco, San Pablo, and Susun. Did I do that right? Susun. Tyrone Williams to the Housing Finance Agency Board of Directors, Elizabeth Heidig to the Deputy Director for Office of Administrative Law, Keith Pogue as a Director of Office of Administrative Law, and Megan Ellis to the Board of Barbering and Cosmetology. These appointments were approved by the Rules Committee on the June 21st on a 5-0 vote. Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Members, please keep your conversations or take your conversations off the floor if you can. We get a lot of chatter. Senator Grove?
Yes, just one more thing. This former Secretary of Natural Resources wanted me to remind the members that the Joshua tree is a succulent and not a tree. Go ahead. Call the roll, sir.
Okay. Any discussion or debate on the appointments? See no discussion or debate on the appointments. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Alvarado Gill?
Archuleta?
Aye.
Ashby?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Becker?
Aye.
Blakespear?
Aye.
Bradford?
Caballero?
Aye.
Cortese?
Aye.
Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
Durazo?
Aye.
Eggman?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Limon?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Menjivar?
Aye.
Min?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Wynn?
Aye.
Nilo?
Aye.
Ochoa Borg?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Sillarto?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas?
Stern?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wahab?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Alvarado Gill? Bradford? Smallwood Cuevas?
Ayes are 37. Those are zero. Those appointments are confirmed. Members, next up is file item 47, SCR 78, by Senator Nilo. Senator Nilo is prepared. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 78 by Senator Nilo, relative to June Dairy Month.
Senator Nilo, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I rise today to recognize this utterly fantastic month as June Dairy Month. Now, you can all count on me to deliver some dairy good puns. June Dairy Month has been an annual national tradition since 1937 to honor dairy farmers and is the perfect time to milk the moment and celebrate all things dairy. All puns aside, actually, the contribution of dairy farmers to our state is truly legendary. Not only is California number one in milk producing in the nation, but also dairy is our number one agricultural commodity in the state, generating $57.7 billion in economic activity. 99% of California dairy farms are family-owned, a business concept near and dear to my heart, and owned and operated, which contribute over 180,000 jobs that depend on dairy. In fact, our office's fellow, Haley Fernandez, is part of a family that operates a dairy farm in Tulare. As a legage, she always steers me right. Yes, that is a double entendre. The 1,100 family farms across the state work tirelessly to provide us with nutritious milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, especially ice cream, and other daily dairy products. It's also important to note the progress dairy families have made in reaching our climate goals by reducing both greenhouse gas emissions and water usage. Dairy farmers don't get enough recognition for the investment that they put into that, which is substantial. Whether you're a cheese lover or a milk drinker, this month is the perfect opportunity to show your appreciation for cows and the delicious dairy products they provide. So don't be afraid to get moving and enjoy some dairy goodness this June. Feel the moo. Today in the gallery, I'd like to recognize Morgan Oliveira up there. She is the California Milk Advisory Board's District 4 Dairy Princess, which covers Sacramento County, and Melissa Lima of the Milk Advisory Board, two advocates and representatives of the industry. Melissa, stand up also. And Haley, come on, you stand up too. I ask for your aye vote.
Members, this item is available for unanimous roll call. Senator Men.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that my 7-year-old son, Paxton, loves chocolate milk, so I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Senator Allen.
Just want to commend the senator for his presentation. It was dairy funny. It was legitimate milk. I ask for an aye vote.
Senator Grove.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would advise all my colleagues not to quit your day job. But I want to talk about SCR 78, obviously being the representative of Tulare County, which is the number one dairy producer in the entire nation. Dairy products are the number one agricultural commodity in the state of California, which my colleague mentioned, in production value. It's the lifeblood of many communities throughout our state, especially in and around my district. The industry has historically provided opportunities for immigrants and individuals to come here for a better life. Dairy farmers are exceptional for many reasons. When our dairies in Tulare Basin were flooded earlier this year, dairy farmers stepped up with their equipment and everything that they had to make sure their neighbors were helped to evacuate and to rebuild the communities around them. And when they led the greenhouse gas reduction process that this state imposed on them, and they also had a water reduction and land use reduction and complied with the rules that have been passed out of this building. They continue to be the number one agricultural commodity produced in this state, and they are 99% family-owned, which is huge that these six- and seven-generation family dairy farmers still operate and live on the dairy, which they operate and produce milk and various products for us. California dairy is the milk you drink, the butter you use and cook with, the ice cream you enjoy, the chocolate milk that is available. And for all of our colleagues, no, chocolate milk does not come from brown cows. If you are enjoying these dairy products, thank you, and thank you very much for enjoying these products. You can thank a dairy farmer. Let's raise a glass of milk to the dairy industry. And I'm going to throw my colleague behind me under the bus. I clearly think that all of us in the Central Valley should get all of you guys together and take a bus tour down to see the dairy and farm industry. Because my colleague that's not sitting behind me anymore just asked me, do you separate, is there a difference between a dairy cow that produces milk and a cow that you use for beef? And I thought, yes, okay. We clearly need an education, right, on dairy products. And then when you have my colleague in Menlo Park who continually introduces dairy legislation, I want you, sir, to get some dairies in your district. And then let's talk about legislation as we move forward. Colleagues, please tip your glass of milk to our dairy farmers that have worked really, really hard to be the number one exporting commodity that we have in this state. And please vote aye on SCR 78.
I thank Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, as the only senator that represents a camel dairy, I ask for an aye vote on SCR 78.
Senator Eggman.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'd also like to rise on behalf of Dairy Month. I have two of my counties are some of the highest producing dairy areas in the state of California, both San Joaquin and Stanislaus County. We had a fascinating discussion yesterday in our health committee about the color of milk. And there was a question by my colleague from Tulare, who does the most amount of milk in the nation, and just about the color of milk, because I'd like for her to clarify for us, please, what color is milk?
Thank you for that question. I appreciate that. We were discussing chemicals that go in products, and the author of the bill that we were listening to says that they put this hazardous product in food products to make it a vibrant color. And so I just simply ask for the public, what color is milk without this chemical? And he replied, white.
Because we all said then, what color does it come out of the cow? Because she has the most cows in the country. I ask for your aye vote.
All right, see no discussion or debate. I want to thank the senator from Bakersfield for continually referring to my work with the dairy industry on voluntary feed additives to address the one part of the dairy industry that is currently unaddressed around methane. So I want to thank for that. And with that, Senator Nealo, we'd like to close.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to my colleagues for that utterly colorful discussion on this resolution, and I must express my deep disappointment at my colleague from Bakersfield, who just destroyed my personal perception of where the hell chocolate milk came from. Thank you very much. Feel the moo and vote yes on this resolution.
This measure is available for unanimous roll call. Are there any objections to using unanimous roll call? Seeing none. Ayes are 36, noes are 0. That measure passes. Because I can't think of any other puns. So that measure passes. We will now go, members. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee deemed read and adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Okay. Seeing none. Considerations of the daily file, second reading file. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 945 with amendments, 733 with amendments, 732 with amendments, 890 with amendments, 301, 427, 499.
Second reading file will be deemed read. Members, now we'll have committee announcements. Committee announcements. We will recognize Senator McGuire from the Majority Leader's desk.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Members, the Senate Select Committee on Infrastructure Streamlining and Workforce Equity is going to meet in room 2200 at 10:30, approximately 30 minutes upon the adjournment of session. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. I understand, members, that tomorrow is Senator Ochoa-Bogue's birthday. So please join me in give a round of applause recognizing her birthday. And if there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thanks so much. Colleagues, my colleague and the Republican leader from Santee reminded me that we obviously needed that resolution and discussion at the end of this 2 weeks. So I utterly agree that we needed that. I am looking forward to next week when we turn to our senatorial outlook and how we do our work. Have a great weekend. Looking forward to next week and the 4th of July when we'll be here Monday and then go home, hopefully, to do all of the celebrations in our communities and our districts to celebrate the 4th of July. But with that, our next floor session is scheduled for Monday, July 3rd, 2023 at 2 p.m. Thank you.
Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We'll reconvene Monday, July 3rd at 2 p.m.